Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, lapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, gainly I had sought to borrow from my books or cease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels named Lenore.
Nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of the purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. And so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This is it and nothing more. My soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, that I stand with sure I heard you. Here I open wide the door, though I scarcely heard you. Here I wonder's tapping door, then I scarce as I heard you. Here I open wide the door. Darkness there and nothing more.
Thank you.
the dust before the hold. When it happened, my soul fell.
little chicken. And the only word that's spoken was the whisper of the night. Soul in me burning, sooner than I heard it happen. Something louder than before. Surely said I'm surely back. Something at my window lies. Let me see then where the thread is. And this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment. And this mystery explore. Tis the wind and nothing more. Tis the wind and nothing more.
Darkness, peering long, I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortals ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word. This whispered word, an echo over my back, a whispered word, Lenore. Merely this, and nothing more. Thank you. Above the waves, no one under. Above the waves, no one under. Above the waves. Above the waves, no one under. Above the waves, no one under. Above the waves, no one under. Above the waves. Above the waves going under, above the waves going under, above the waves. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
many flirt and flutter. In there stepped the stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not in the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with men of lord and lady perched above my chamber door. Perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. Perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ivory bird beguiling set my fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly grim and ancient ravering, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what the lord of name is on thy nice Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. Much I marvel this ungainly fowl to hear his discourse so plainly. Its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door. Bird or beast upon the sculpture, bust upon his chamber door. With such name as nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on that placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Nothing further than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. Then the bird said nevermore. We're going to take a short break, guys. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Thank you.
What is poetry nowadays, anyways? We're extremely, extremely pleased to get to spend our Halloween here with you guys in Burlington. Couldn't be happier. Couldn't be happier about it. Tomorrow night we'll go to Boston, spend our Friday weekend there. Nice little thing. Jaunt through the Northeast here, and that's a thing that we do. Disco business, fall tour.
Thank you.
again, the room is clear. Suddenly we have a vacuum. It's a metal telegram, I could not wait. Hold the bolt down, man, and leave the day. Turn the knife on the top of the lights, turn low. Fall asleep, all alone. It's in 4 seconds away from the world. Maybe you do a couple of bones. Maybe I know myself. Keep the dolls on my back down to the wall. Maybe I feel so great. For the man, but the danger's not that long. Settle back and chill, will I see? Far enough for the angel's dream. I follow the story of the world. Can I call out, scream the ways of the world? And I'll be singing another tune within the words of a million. If you want, if you might dare, sing along with your fingers out, jumping a random song. Maybe enjoy yourself a bit. Maybe I know myself. The dogs on my back down to the wall. Maybe I made some tricks for the man, but the nature's not that long. Instead of back and chill, will I see? Far enough to the angel's dream. I've got a story of the world. Thank you. a fear of the throne. A last my permission to the great unknown. And I thought betrayed me, passion so bold. I'm minded at home where the world shines like gold. Nothing, not a soul, mission to the ground. Crashing my brain and it's a deafening sound. As a crew, not to sail from the sound by the wind. Trembling from the waves coming, tumbling in and we fly.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm gonna get you. Thank you. friends, and on the bonfire I like to train, and that's what I do. And on the bonfire I like to train and play from the pool.